Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That's a little bit. Oh, did you hear the gospel lesson? It was all about the vine and the branches and all that cool stuff, right?
Yeah.
So I wondered if you had ever seen grapes growing in the field. Have you ever seen grapes in the store? Okay, let's start there. We really must get you out. What do the grapes look like in the store?
They're on a vine thingy.
They're on a vine thingy, Evelyn?
And they're purple.
They're purple.
And green.
Sometimes they're green.
And they're round.
And they are round. And they taste like liver?
No.
What? They taste like grapes, right? They're nice and sweet and lovely. So, did you know that right here in the church there are some grapes growing? And they have been growing for a long time?
How long?
That's an excellent question. I think probably pretty long.
200 years.
Can you see any place where there are any grapes growing that you may have never noticed before? Because I had never noticed them till today. No.
Yes.
Right there.
Oh.
So this is a good deal because this morning I was looking for the pillow that's supposed to be the vine and the branches, right? So I'm just making people get up. Are you sitting on the pillow that I need? Yeah, come on over here. Take a check it out. I think that these are supposed to be grapes, right? And do you notice they grow on this beautiful vine, and there's these big old fat grapes, and this one kind of all comes right up, and there's some wheat up here, and grape leaves, and beautiful things, and it all ends up in an eagle. Eagles and grapes have nothing to do with each other.
Makes you hungry.
But isn't it pretty? Makes you hungry. Makes you want to just pop those off of there and eat them. But if you do, very upset. So come back. So what grapes look like, kind of, they're usually grown on these long, long fences, and they beautiful big leaves and big fruit. And after they're all done, when all the grapes have been picked, what happens? It's killed. End of the season. And gone, and they come in. You know what they do to them?
What?
They prune them off. They cut it all the way back. They all the kind of all off, so that all that's left. Funny looking dead branch, right in the middle of the field. And when you look at it, you think to yourself, cut it all off. But you know what? In the spring, it starts to grow again. And little green things pop up. All the way down the altar rail and all over the place. And pretty soon, everywhere. Know what happens if you don't cut the vine back?
It doesn't grow. Or it goes crazy.
Doesn't make grapes. Or if it makes these little tiny kind of sour looking yucky grapes. So in our gospel lesson for today, when Jesus says that it needs to be pruned, Jesus is saying even when things aren't going well, when we kind of pruned and like we've been cut back and maybe things will never be right, Jesus says, I'm with you always, and fruit will happen. That those wonderful, wonderful grapes, that wine and that beautiful grape juice, which actually, sorry, we're doing kind of a mixture with you guys these days, white and red grape juice, that that will come, that God's sweetness and life comes even from the pruning. So, with us, that we're all kind of pray together. You ready? Gracious God, we thank you. We are your branches, and we pray, God, that as we get